Nearly one-third of U.S. Catholics are Latinos. That's according to a recent survey by the Pew Hispanic Center. That number is expected to rise in the coming decades. But the numbers of Hispanics aren't necessarily reflected in the church's leadership in Los Angeles and across the country. Genoveva Hernandez worships at the St. Vincent Catholic Church near USC.
I think we need more Latino leadership in our churches.
But that's about to change. Father David Velasquez is the parish priest at the Santa Rosa de Lima Church in Maywood.
The number of Latino bishops in the United States is not proportional to the overall number of Catholics. But the interesting thing is that there has been a large increase in the number of bishops during the last 10 years.
Pope Benedict XVI has already recognized one U.S. Latino in one of his appointments. Father James Heff teaches religion at USC.
I think the fact that the Pope appointed as the first cardinal of Texas, that had never been, we've never had a cardinal in Texas, Daniel DiNardo of Galveston, Houston, archdiocese there, made him a cardinal, is a very clear indication of the kind of more reflective, ethnicity-wise leadership in the church.
Latino Catholics in South Los Angeles said they wanted to hear the Pope address a number of issues during his trip to the United States this week.
I want him to focus more on children and young adults so that they are more in line with the church and they're aware of the sins that they do.
I'd like him to do something for the people, for the Latinos who are already here.
I'd like him to pay attention to us more and to look toward America, because we have many Catholics here, and sometimes they leave the faith for lack of attention.
Father Thomas Rausch is a Jesuit priest who teaches theology at Loyola Marymount University.
I hope also that he has a chance to listen to the American bishops so that it's a two-way conversation and not just the Pope coming as chief pastor to teach.
The ultimate sign of Latino influence on the Catholic Church would be if one of them gets elected Pope in the future. Father David Velasquez hopes that will be the case.
We are going to pray to God with all our heart that one day we will have a Latino Pope. The day we have a Latino Pope will truly be a revolution for the faith throughout the world.
Pope Benedict is visiting Washington, D.C. and New York City during his first trip to the United States. He will address the United Nations and visit Ground Zero later this week. David DeSola, Annenberg Radio News.